Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, One Take Wednesday, and believe it or not, we're doing Song of Songs or Song of Solomon, chapter 1. So this is going to be interesting trying to do it in one take, but I was reading through the commentary about Song of Solomon, and this was very helpful in my online Bible. It says that traditional wedding celebrations in the Middle East cast the bride and groom in the roles of the king and the queen, and the festivities include love songs and also special songs that praise the physical beauty of the bride and the handsomeness of the groom. And then on down at the bottom, this is what it says to kind of sum up Song of Songs. Together, the songs celebrate the delights of married love and the beauty of the human body, using vivid imagery from the natural world to show that these things are part of the creation that God declared very good. And so with that, we'll read Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, chapter 1. Solomon's Song of Songs. She. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers. Friends, we rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. She, how right they are to adore you. Dark I am, yet lovely. Daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I had to neglect. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flocks and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends? Friends, if you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. He, I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold, studded with silver. She, while the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh, resting between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi. He, how beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. She, how handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming, and our bed is verdant. He, the beams of our house are cedars, our rafters are firs. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Might seem a little random that we're just reading one chapter of Song of Solomon, but I think the point is to just give you a taste of the wisdom literature. So we went through the Psalms, picked a couple that would have been Psalms that were used and loved by the Israelite people. Then we talked about wisdom for a few days from Proverbs, and then we went to Ecclesiastes, which is another wisdom book. And today, finally, Song of Songs, which just reminds us of the goodness of love and how God has created us to be beautiful in the eyes of one another. And so my encouragement today is just to be mindful of the fact that God has made us and we are His, and also to give my beloved a compliment today, to be one who is free with words of encouragement. All right. As we end the podcast today, I want to pray over the college graduates that were listed this Sunday in the program as well. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word, and thank you for this community of faith that is faithful to listen alongside or read alongside so that we can be tracking together in your word. I pray, Lord, that today we would be a people who recognize your goodness around us and are reminded that love for one another and family and in friendships is such a gift. Lord, we want to pray for the college graduates today. We ask, Lord, over their lives as they embark on a new journey, that you would guide them and keep them and make your face to shine upon them, that you be gracious to them. You lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. And in this regard, we pray for Anna Catherine Brown and for Lee Cooper and Louisa Copenhaver, Caroline Decker and Laura Catherine Goodson, and Rebecca Hassenbein, and Hudson Hatley, and Nathan King, and Mary Douglas Ray, Alexa Rollo, and Wesley Whetstone. Thank you, Lord, for each of these, your children. Help them to know that if they are back in Birmingham, we want them to be a part of the Fellowship of Faith here. Encourage them by your Spirit today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.